This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
So, do you ever wonder about the real life of your next-door neighbor?
Or the woman selling vegetables at the weekend farmer's market?
Or maybe those morning encounters at the dog park offer fodder for the imagination, grist for a great story.
Well, now you have an outlet. Radio Boston is launching a new series featuring your writing about your communities and the people in them. We're calling it Zip Code Stories.
Right. Each month, we'll pick four zip codes in the greater Boston area. Last week, we started with 02446. That's Brookline. This week, we're visiting 02139 in Cambridge.
We'll announce the remaining zip codes over the next 2 weeks. And we're asking you, our talented listeners, to submit a short story, no more than 500 words, please, that takes place in one of these zip codes.
Now, you don't have to live in the zip code, but your story has to take place in one of them. The idea is to bring your reader deep into the heart of that particular community. You can start submitting now. Just visit wbur.org/zipcode.
Radio Boston is partnering with Boston's own online literary magazine, The Drum, and with their help, we'll pick the best story, best in quotes, and ask you to read a piece of it on our air.
So we sat down with Henriette Lazaridis Power, co-creator of Zip Code Stories and editor of The Drum. I asked her why place is so important in a short story.
I think place defines who we are. I think it defines characters in novels and short stories. For me, it's the thing I tend to start with is I'm always looking around sort of as if I were taking pictures all the time, and that's the kind of writer that I am, but I think it's a good starting point for people going around in their daily life trying to find the stories that are around them to sort of view their world as if they were a camera, and then things start from there.
So that may be, I was going to ask, sort of what's the best advice for our listener writers, but maybe that's it. Just look around and think about the place and think about what aspects of the place define who you are and say what about your stories.
Yeah, because I think we do like to think about how we're all individuals who can act freely wherever we are, which is true, but we are going to be constrained in some way by our environment and liberated in a way by our environment too. So the trick is to see what those ways are, what's going on.
That's Henriette Lazaridis Power. She's editor of The Drum. Henriette, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We're launching Zip Code Stories in September, and until then, we'll be talking with some local authors who have written stories that take place in one of our first four highlighted zip codes. So representing 02139 in Cambridge is Oskold Melnichuk. He's founding editor of the literary magazine Anyi and the author of three novels and numerous essays. And he joins me now in the studio. Good to have you, Oskold.
Good to be here, Anthony.
And you're working on a fourth novel, which has a terrific name, and it's called Smedley's Secret Guide to World Literature. And we had the pleasure of reading the first chapter, and it's terrific.
Thank you. Tell me
something about it.
The narrator is a 15-year-old boy whose family is in crisis, who gets himself in trouble at his Cambridge high school, gets suspended, and his father decides that at this moment it would be best if he were shipped out to the care of others.
He's also got a friendship with a sort of complicated guy who lives in the housing projects near Central Square, right?
That's right.
So I'd like to ask you the same question I asked Henriette,
yep.
The importance of place.
For me, a story usually begins with a voice, a sentence, or an image that appear disembodied, and yet, of course, I know that they're not. That voice very quickly begins to attach itself to a person, a personality. That person has parents, grew up in a certain place, and the things that happen to that character wind up only possible in those specific ways in a particular place. So that this feels to me very much like a Cambridge story.
And so why don't you read us an excerpt of your story, just to set it up a bit for us.
Sure. At this moment, Jonathan has gone to visit his friend, Dickie, a.k.a. Miles. He and another friend have just pulled a prank on Dickie, and we don't find out until later in the book what exactly that is. But it's a bit nasty. He's feeling really bad, and he's gone down to the projects on Harvard Street in Cambridge to say he's sorry. Before packing, I decided I needed to see Dickie. What Harlan and I did was so stupid, I can't even tell you about it yet. As I said, he lives in the projects outside Central Square, a city block of two-story brick buildings around a narrow strip of green and concrete. Do they call them projects because they know nobody would really want to live there, except as an experiment? Don't get me wrong. In the People's Republic of Cambridge, they don't allow abandoned buildings, broken windows, or crack vials. There are air conditioners in the living rooms, which are all painted a beiger shade of beige. I've never seen a rat racing around the kitchen or chasing one of his 10 brothers or sisters. Yet there's something so helpless about the place, even in summertime when the babies are out in the yard and the mothers are all smoking and talking. It makes me want to curl up under the stairs and sleep. Going there reminds me Dickie has a world of friends and experiences I'll never understand unless he tells me. But he doesn't like to talk about his family much.
I really want to know what Jonathan and Harlan did, but we're going to have to wait until that story comes out.
I'd like to hold that back a bit. Yeah.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about 02139. How is this location so important to this story? You mentioned before you were reading it how this is a story that in many ways is informed by this place.
Yeah. The main character, Jonathan Wainscoting IV, has grown up on Avon Hill in Cambridge in an atmosphere of considerable privilege. His father is a Harvard professor of poetry. His mother is a political activist of a kind of extreme sort. And he, on the other hand, instead of going to one of the local private schools, has been sent to what some people might recognize as Cambridge Ringe Latin, the public school in Harvard Square. There he has established a circle of friends whom he might not have encountered had he gone to one of the tonier private schools. He's encountering an engaging wide world that's on the one hand sophisticated and on the other hand living through all the sort of same struggles and pressures that 15-year-olds anywhere are subject to.
So is it fair to say that the location is also a character in this story?
Very much. Again, what happens to a person depends on what they bump into in the streets, mm-hmm. in part, and how they begin to respond to it. In Cambridge, you've got the mosh pit on the one hand, and then you've got the public library on the other, and the students who go to this particular high school have equal and easy access to both. I think that the kinds of models of possibility that a town like Cambridge offers are singular.
Askold, any advice for people writing about 02139?
Thoreau once said that he had traveled widely in Concord. I advise any writer to travel widely in their own backyards and in their own homes. Start with where you are, but recognize that there's more to it than what you see.
Well, Askold Melnichik, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
My great pleasure. Thanks, Anthony.
That's author Askold Melnichik. To submit your zip code story, go to a website, wbur.org/zipcode.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.